So what we did was the beginning of Perek Gimel and Hilchos Shofar. All right, where the Ram says true as Uhamor b'tar and stopik lano ba sofek lafi orach hashonim v'rov hagolos ve'inon yodin heyachi. All right. So the Ram says on Perek Gimel Lachah Beis that true as Uhamor b'tar and stopik lano ba sofek lafi orach hashonim v'rov hagolos ve'inon yodin heyachi. We don't know what exactly it is. What's the suffix? Is it a certain type of yulala, which is the chua, that women cry? Or it's the anocha that a person, when he worries about a big thing, so he groans. He groans. Or maybe both together. So the question we raised on the Rambam is, why does Rambam have to give this example? Like he's doing it in a funny way. I mean, he mentions the cry of the woman. That's the first thing he mentions. Then he says the cry of the man, or universal man, that takes place when a person worries about a big thing, like a groaning. And then he says, or else both of them together. I mean, why did the Rambam, he says, Shekein derech adoeg, mesanach tchila v'achach miyala. Why did the Rambam just say simply, Shekein derech adoeg, mesanach, shederech adoeg hu kishehu mesanaya, kishehu miyala, mesanach tchila v'achach miyala. And then the suffix is it the first part or is it the second part? Like everybody wants. The Ram went out of his way to say it's the yulala of the nashim. What's the yulala of the nashim? Or the daiga guttle. Libo kishirag libo mi dava guttle. Pamachapam. So what is the, why does he need such these cases? So apparently the Rambam held that if you didn't have the yulalas on nashim, it couldn't be a separate kol b'fnas musa. In other words, if it was a cry that has two components, so you'd never take one component. That wouldn't be an entity. So therefore, the Rambam had introduced one component of the yulalas on nashim, and then he had another component of the anocha pam achapam. Okay, that's another component. And then he has the third case where they're all together, both together. The anocha first and then the yulala. So in each one he wants to show you why each one is an individual entity. So what is the Rambam saying basically? So the Rambam is not just trying to give you an example. Because if we're just an example, so then like I said before, he just would have said that a person first sighs and in large size, and then he concludes with the quick sounds, the yulala, and then he said that would be enough of an example. If he just wanted to do it for didactic purposes, that's all he would have had to do. So apparently it's halachic purposes he has in mind here. So what are the halachic purposes? The halachic purposes are that that's why he chose something which explains halachically why each one is an entity. Okay? So that being the case, what is the halachic significance of this? So apparently, in the tkiyas, in the chua, I mean, it means that it's a halacha considers it a replica. It's a replication of a basic sound of crying, So it's a replication. So the fact that it's a replication has halachic implications. It means it has the character of a cry, and it is constructed, the halachic construct is based upon the actual original form of the cry. See, that's what the Rambam is saying. Okay? And we'll see that there's halachic significance to this. Okay? Yeah, right, that's right. Yeah, on the surface, it's only clear one point that you shouldn't think it's a steering Rambam. that where the Rambam says, is it the hanocha kederach or hanocha kederach sheyenach adam pam achapam kishiyirag liba midava gadol? That's one, okay. But and then he says shekach derach adog misanach tchila vachach mialo. So it sounds like a contradiction, because before he just says that he just does anocha, and here he says that the dog is misanach tchila and afterwards is mialo. But the answer is that what the Rambam means later is that if the person does both, so the anocha always precedes it. Doesn't mean you can't have anocha without the yulala. Otherwise, it would be a question of what we said, that each one's a separate entity, based upon the fact that each one exists as a separate phenomenon in a human being of crying. So the Rambam doesn't mean that when there's anocha, there's always yulala afterwards. It means that where there's anocha and yulala, anocha will always come first. Okay. So that's why you have three really separate entities. Good. Next halacha. Hayalala hi she'anu karno sachur. Va'anocha zu'achazu hi she'anu karno sa'shlosha shvar. So what we said was that here's where you see the halacha is constructed based upon the primary case of the cry. And what the Rambam is saying is, what does Rambam say? Zuhi shanu karnos ha-shlosha shvarim. He just said, v'anacha hi shvarim. Or shlosha shvarim. But zuhi shanu karnos ha-shlosha shvarim. So what does he mean by karnos? That means it's defined as shlosha shvarim. He says, anacha shlosha shvarim. He emphasizes? Zuhi shanu karnos ha-shlosha shvarim. So what is his point? The point is that since it's based on the anocha, kederach sheyenach adam pam achapam kishiyidag liba midava gadol, so it has to be based upon that. So each one is a kol, each one is an entity, and you need a total of three to represent the anocha from davar gadol. So that's a shear basically. In the entity. The entity is a quantum entity. It's an entity of three. That's what it is. And each unit is a separate unit. Okay? Now this has halachic significance. What's the halachic significance? If, for instance, you're mosif on the shvarim. So, first of all, if you're mosif on the shvarim, if you're mosif in something that's not a kol at all, then it's not a hosafa. That's the chachmem against you, to deal with that issue. But in other words, if it's not a kol, then there's nothing to worry about. If it is a kol, then you have to be concerned. So the question is, if it is a kol, if it's the same min kol, that's the first question. If it's the same min, would that be a mafsik? Okay, well, let's say those are the question achron. Okay, you mosif on the shvar. So Magen Avraham holds you can't. Why? Because he holds that if you mosif one more shever, even though it's still a shever and it's from the seder shvarim, but it has a din kol, and once it has a shame kol, it's a mafsik. Okay, but according to the Rambam. According to Ram, it's clear that each one is a kol, because he says kederech sheyenach adam pam achar pam. So each one has a din kol. So you know right away if you're mosif in the shvarim, after the shvarim, it's going to have a din kol, and then you get involved in the question of whether a kol, which is the same min as the seder, is it a mafsik or not? Okay, but we said according to the Rambam, even if you say that a kol which is of the same min as the seder is not a mafsik, but it's still in this case will be a mafsik. Why? Because you have a tanta l'reis. In other words, you have on the one hand the three comprise the entity. So if the question is anocha midava gadol, so therefore, if you have the three, so you have the cheftza shel mitzvah and it's concluded. Okay, the fourth can't add anything. Because that's the definition of Anachal Midavagadol. That's what the Rambam says, Shekona So Shlosh Shvam. So three is the entity. So the moment you have three, you finish what you finished. And now when you, if you eat another coal, so if it didn't have a din coal, so you wouldn't have a problem. But you see, the Rambam says, Pam Achapam, it's based upon Pam Achapam, Shlosh Shvarim, each one has a din of a coal. So therefore, it'll definitely be a mafsek according to the Rama. If you have the three, because the three comprise the entity, and then you have the unit, which is a kol, and but it's not the shvarim because it's not masha nekornas shvarim. So it's definitely going to be a mafsek. It's an alien kol between the actual shvarim and between the last kiyah. So it's definitely a mafsek. Okay, so therefore we said, you see, if you learn the Ram, that's why it's significant to learn these two Rams together, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, because Halacha Gimel is based on Halacha Beis. Okay, the structure is based upon, that's what the Ram is pointing out in Halacha Beis, that the structure is based upon the primary cry. Now it's titled Reza because you have the three comprising entity, and it's a. It's a quantitative entity. It's a 1, 2, 3. Sometimes if it's a discrete quantity. You know, each one is an element. Is a call. Each one's a call. If it were a uniform phenomenon, so then each one's not a call. Now, what's the story that's by the Shram. What about the Trua? In the Trua, everyone holds a good mouse on the Truas. You say, why? In Trua, it's the Yulala Sanashim. Okay, so there is no. It's not a quantum concept. It's a characteristic, a certain cry, Yulala Sanashim. So since it's a Yulala Sanashim, it has a certain character to it. So therefore, it's not comprised of a fixed number of entities. Okay, so then if the person is Moseph, it's an extension of the cry. As long as they have the minimum shear, so if the Moseph, there's no mafsik. Right, there's no individual. See, Yalola is not made up of nine entities in Yalola. It's not do. It's not comprised of units of each kolder. That's not the way it works. It's when you have a certain amount of them together, you produce a sound. So it's not a discrete quantity. It's a continuous quantity. It's a quantity, but it's a continuous quantity. It's not made up of nine elements. It's just when you have a certain quantity, then the quality of the alola emerges. Okay? So therefore, if you mosif, right, that's right. In other words, when you mosif, you're not really being mosif, because there are no discrete units to add. So now it's just that the character of yalola extended over a greater period of time. But there's no mafsik. Okay? Now the answer is because the character of Yalola is still there. The character of it merges into one character. So even though Yotze, it means you have the shear. But what's beyond the shear is only not necessary because of the shear. But in terms of the character of the cry, it's the same character. So it's not a mafsik. It's not a mafsik. There's nothing to be mafsik. In order to mafsik, you have to have a chefza that's mafsik. So first of all, you need a kol. And there's no unit of a kol. It's all one. So the shear means you didn't have to go that long. But the shear doesn't break it up and make it into two entities. Okay? Now, is that a longer cry or a shorter cry? They're both yalala. But in Kiyama Mitzvah, you only need a certain shear of the yalala. But the yalala is the full yalala. It's the full yalala. It's like a person has a lulav. So you only need a small shear of the lulav, but the whole lulav is all lulav. So the shear is not a mafsik. I mean, the character of Yalala, it can't, the shir can only be mafsik if you have entities. So you say this shir makes up the entity, and now there's no more of that quality anymore, like by the shvar. But by the trua, there are no individual entities. The whole sound extended over a certain time has a certain quality. So if you extend it longer, it's the same sound. There's nothing to be mafsik. It's just that in shir of the mitzvah, you don't need such a long sound. But it's not going to be a mafsik. Okay, yes? See, the nine in the lola, in the trua, what we call trua, is not a shir of nine. It's not nine elements. Okay? It's how long it takes to do nine. When you have nine of them, then you have enough quantitative time to have the character of Yalala emerge. So if you do 20, it's also the same character of Yalala. But you don't need that much. You don't need that large a Yalala. A smaller Yalala, a Yotza. But it's not a mafsik. There's nothing to be mafsik. What's going to be mafsik? There's no element. There's no element to be mafsik. It's all the sound of Yalala. So you have a greater. You didn't need such a great shear, but it's the phenomenon. It's still the phenomenon of Yalala. Because it's continuous quantity. It's not discrete quantity. Okay, yes. So that's the difference. In Shvarim, each one is an element, and the three elements comprise one entity, one unit. But in Anacha, there are no elements. You can't say the first Trua, the first Koldehu, is an element. It's not an element because one is absolutely nothing. By Anacha, one is something. It's an Anacha. But over here, one is absolutely nothing. So then the second one will be nothing, and the third one on for nine. But the answer is because the quality of the sound emerges from the continuum. So it's the continuum that gives you the quality of the sound. So therefore, if the continuum is extended, it's still the same quality. It's still the same quality. So how could it be a mafsik? It cannot be a mafsik. So we mentioned that in the silence for an essay, it might be kedai to do three, because since you see according to the Rambam that the fourth is a mafsik, so I mean really yotzei already before everything, and then you have al seder brachos again, and the silence for an essay, I mean that's the shittas arach that you should blow over there. So over there, if you blow like if you blow three, so at least you left shittas Rambam. At least left shittas Rambam at a raisa. Okay. Now the question is, is it a hefsek? What? Shia. That's the question. The only question that arises from that halacha is, would you be, let's say according to, well, Ram Pasan Abiyachan, Shama Teshkias Biyom is Yotze. But let's say you don't Pasan Abiyachan, you hold Shia as a mafsek. Okay? So then the question would be, would you be Yotzei? You'll be Yotzei, I'll say the brachas, the kiyum and tefillah. Okay? Because we do tashrat and tarat in each one. So you'll definitely be Yotzei in the framework of tefillah. But the question is, will you be Yotzei from the framework of shofar? Because you have a shehiyah in between. Okay, that was just a question we raised. We'll come back to the question. Okay. All right. So interesting is, in the Chachmei Megentzia, in the Rush. So the Rush says about the Shehiyah that in the case, in the Rush in Yud Aleph. So he mentions that... When they made the tokeya, who blew incorrectly, I mean he blew kashrak, and the third kashrak, instead of doing three shvarim, he did two shvarim, and he started to do the trua. So they made him go back over the whole seder. So one of the criticisms against the group that they were machzer him, they said it was over a shvus also. So why is he over a shvus? a person wants to be machmer, I mean, he's not over shvus. You have different shitas, and you blow 100 kolos. But the answer is, if it's a legitimate reason, then it's not a shvus. But if you really don't know what you're doing, so and you're paskin to go back, that's really a shvus. If it's not a real suffix in halacha, has no value in halacha. So that's why they said that you're over shvus. But interesting is that insofar as going back over the whole Seder, so they said that it's not necessary. Why? Because Avol Shnei HaKashrakim HaRishon LoHifsa Shirei LoShoha Bein Rishon LaAchron Kedei Shir Shehiya Tahainu Kedei LeSkoa Kashrak Kula. One Kashrak. So the question we had is, Shoha Kedei Ligmas Kula should be all three Kashraks, not one. Okay. So what we said was that the way everybody learns that if you shor kedei ligmor skula, that it's a mafsik. So you say, what's the reason why it's a mafsik? Because you say that you can't have an intermission that's greater than the performance, so to speak. So if it's kedei ligmor skula, now the intermission is equal to the entity itself. So then it's not a hefsik. I mean, then it is mafsik. I mean, it's not considered a shahir. It's considered a real mafsik. But if it's less, so we say that the two halves are related, because you took a break. But if the break is equal to the phenomenon itself, the lochic phenomenon, so then it can't be a break. Then it's a separate entity in itself, and it's a mafsik. There's no relationship. But you see from this halacha that that's not the case. That it's not because the intermission can't be as great or greater than the performance. But it means, shor kedei ligmor skula means that the halachic entity defines what the unit of hefsek is. Okay? The halachic entity defines what the unit of hefsek is. So over here, the halachic entity is kashrak, so one bava, so that one bava defines the unit of hefsek. So that's why if it's only, he's only going to be chayef to go back, if it's shor kedei ligmor bava achas. Because then he has done a shahiya, which is equivalent to the halachic entity, and that is a din shahiya. Okay? The only question we had was, why don't I say, it's true, each bava is a halachic entity, but why don't I go by the whole, all three, not just one bava? Why don't I go by all three together? That's really the key of my mitzvah, like by Krishna. Krishna's three parshas. So we say that shokhita ligma skula means you have to enough time to do all three parshas, or by shmona or by yudches brachas. So shokhita ligma skula means all yudches brachas, even though each bracha is a separate unit. You don't say one bracha. So what's the difference between those cases and between this case? So what we said is like this, that in those cases, it's true you have different units, but each unit is a component of the composition. It's the first parsha in Shema, second parsha, and then Yetzias Mitzrayim, parsha Tzitzis. And the same thing is true in Shemona Esrei, the Yudches Brachos, that each one is a different element that the whole entity comprises these elements. So therefore it's a composition. It's one composition. But over here, by Kashrak, three times, it's simply halacha of repeating the entity three times. There's no difference. It's not a composition. It's a repetition of each entity. That's the halacha. It's like a shear of how many times you have to do it. Okay? Then I mentioned the interesting one who seems to have been bothered by this problem is Rashi. Because Rashi on the Mishnah, where he says, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, give him one base. Seidetzkiyas, Shalosh, Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. So Rashi says, Shalosh, Achas l'malchias, v'achas l'zichronos, v'achas l'shofros. I mean, so Rashi, you see, is trying to explain why you have a repetition. not just telling you that. And the Rai is later. See, again, he says, where it says, Misha Berach, V'achkach Nesman Lo Shofar, Tokeo Maria V'Tokeo, Sholosh Pomim. So Rashi says, Sholosh Pomim, Tokeo Maria V'Tokeo, Bishvil Malchias, V'chem Bishvil Zichronos, V'chem Bishvil Shofros. So Rashi's very difficult. Well, what does Rashi mean? I mean, he Rai was Mispal Shmon Esra. So the Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros are gone. So what do you mean, Tokeo, one for Malchias, and one for Zichronos, and one for Shofros? I mean, it's too late. So the answer is that the question that was bothering Rashi is, why do you have this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah? We have a repetition of three. What's the repetition of three? So Rashi answers that each entity, the entity of Malchias is Machayev and Tkias, the entity of Zichronos is Machayev and Tkias, and the entity of Shofros. So basically, that explains why you have this mitzvah in the form that you have it triplicate. You have three times. But each one is the unit. So that's why, in terms of Shok and the Ligmas Kula, it's measured not by the whole Kiyama mitzvah, the Kiyama mitzvah, so the Kiyama mitzvah. The Kiyama mitzvah requires three. And three is Ma'akev. That's the Brisa later. At Rosh Hashanah, brachos and tzkiyos and makfos means that tzkiyos and makfos. If you don't have the full three tzkiyos three times, so not yet. Says it's makev. It's true, it's makev, but that's makev in the kiyuma mitzvah. But in the maisa mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is really one set kashrach, one set kashrach. Okay. So you see, Rashi was concerned with that because Rashi again. Where he says he puts it in wherever he could. On the Aflama Dalar Malaf, Minayin Shel Shalosh Shalosh, Minayin the Hanach Pshitul Fanel Achreel Trub Emtsa Avdin and Tlosa Zimni, the Malchias Chada, the Zichronas Chada, the Shofras Chada. So Rashi constantly puts that in because he was troubled with this question. And the answer is each one is a Machayev, but each one is really the entity. It's not a composition. Okay. What time is Mincha, guys?
6 o'clock.
6 minutes. All right, so now we're doing the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Shofar, Halacha Yud Aleph. Yes. That's working? Okay, good. All right, so we're doing the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Mincha, Shofar, Halacha Yud Aleph. Zeh Shetokei Kishen Yoshvin, Hu Shetokei Al Seder Brachas Kishen Omdem. That it should be the same Bal Tokeya that does the Tzkiyas, the Miyushov, as the one who does the tzkiyas, al seder abrachos. And Shmon Esra. So we're wondering why, what's the significance of having the same bal tekeah? I mean, all he has to do is have in mind to be yotzei with the bracha, and then he could just blow himself? That was our question. That's what started us. Okay. And this, it seems, goes back to the Gainim. All right. Then the Rambam says, "Ve'ena medaber ben tkiyas shem yushav letkiyas shem omad." Ve'imsoch beinehem machapi she'avar ena chozer mavarech. Okay. So apparently it's in the same halacha. Apparently it has something to do with that, with the fact that you shouldn't be medaber between the tkiyas the miyushav and the tkiyas the omad. And then the Rambam says, "But if you are medaber." So, even though you're over in Avera, you don't have to make another bracha. Alright, so the question is, why do you have to have the same Baltikeya? That's the question. Okay. Yeah, same Baltikeya. So it's Mashma from the Rambam. has something to do with the same reason why you're Ein Echoz Mevarech if you Soch. Of course, it's in the same halacha. So what connection is there? I mean, there doesn't seem to be any connection. I mean, here you have a new Baal Tekeah. So what? I mean, why should it be Chozer Mevarech? Okay? Because I see the Magid Mishnah, the Rav Magid, brings down from the Gainim, Rav Haigayim, that he does the same idea that has to do, that you might think you need a new bracha if you have a new Baal Tekeah. But the question is why? I mean, why should you need a new bracha? I understand if you're a Soch, then you have to tell me Yechidish and not Chozer Mevarech. But if you change Balei Tekiah, why should it require a new bracha? I mean, he had in mind to be Yotzei, and that's it. That's the question. Okay. Yeah. So we said that it has to do with the next Rambam, which is in the Shitas Arif, which is intrinsically difficult. Okay, because the Rambam says, "Bedino yeshi yisku al kol bracha kol bava mehen shalosh pa'amim." Okay, it's a question that gives us in the Rambam. That the Rambam means shloshim kolos in each bracha, or he meant like we say, tashrat tashat arat. Okay. At any rate, whether the Rambam blew what do you call it, 10 kolos in each one, or whether they blew shloshim, doesn't matter. And so for the point that we're interested in. But he says, basically, Kedar Shetoka K'shen Yoshin, Elokimish Yatsu Midei Sofek, B'tki Yishem Yushov, Ein Matrichin Al Atzibur Lach Zor Bohen Kulon Al Seda Brachis. El Adai Lehem Bova Achas Al Kol Bracha Kedei Sheyishmu T'ki Yis Al Seda Brachis. Yeah. V'chol Dvar Mele B'tzibur Al Yochot Ben Shem Al Seda Brachis, Ben Shelo Shem Al Seda Brachis, Ben Mumim Ben Yishv Yatsu Ben Bezeminik. Okay. So... So the question is, I mean, it's a tata sasri. If you really need to have shloshim kolos, whether shloshim nich bracha, shloshim hol tefillah, but if you need shloshim kolos, so I mean, so how do you get away with one set? How do you get away with tashrat and malchias? Tashrat and Zichronos and Tarat and Shofros. I mean, that's a tata de sasri. Because if it's Tashrat, it's not the other two, and vice versa. So therefore it'll come out that you never had, on each bracha, you never had the right kolos. It's Mnei Obey. Oh. So the Ramban really answers that. The Ramban in Rosh Hashanah. He answers the Shitas Arif. And it's the only possible answer when you think about it. Beautiful answer. And we did this yesterday. Ramban says that really there's two kiyumim in shofar. There's one kiyum is mitzvah shofar itself. But the other kiyum is that shofar is a vehicle, lahalos, zichroneim shel Yisrael, lavim shebashamayim. And that's done through tefillah. Because in tefillah there's a lifnei Hashem, a special lifnei Hashem. So insofar as that's concerned, the Ramban says, it's enough to show that Klal Yisrael is misasek in the mitzvah tzkiyas shofar. In the Lifnei Hashem of Tefillah, you demonstrate that Klal Yisrael is misasek in the mitzvah tzkiyas shofar. So insofar as mitzvah tzkiyas shofar, the isaskus in shofar, even though it's a suffix in midrabanan, you blow all of them, but al pidin, you have to do that. So each set of tkiyas is a kiyum of tkiyas shel halacha, because the halacha is machayev to do it machmas asofek. So since the halacha is machayev to do it, so therefore your doing it is a demonstration of your isaskus in the mitzvah. Even though in terms of the chefza shel shofar, only one could be right. But in terms of the concept of being misasek, the mitzvah shofar, that everyone has a kiyum of being misasek, because you're doing the machmas sofek. On the contrary, you see the kliyos also so zoyer that machmas sofek, they're being osek in every single possibility. So therefore, the tefillah, which is lifnei Hashem, is mitzuraf to the tkiyas to demonstrate that Klal Yisrael is on this level. So the tefillah functions, lahalos zichroneim shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim. That's what the Ramban learns. That's the answer. That really answers the difficulty in Shitas Arif. So therefore, what the Rambam is saying is like this, that since the concept is isaskus, so there's a new mitzaref in isaskus. What's the mitzaref in isaskus? The mitzaref in isaskus is the one that's actually osek in the mitzvah, which is the bal tekiah. So therefore, you shouldn't switch bali tekiah between tekiahs the miyushav and tekiahs the ma'omot, because you want to be mitzaref, both of them together. So... Why do you want to mitzaref both of them together? What's the idea of tziruf? What's the concept of tziruf? Why can't you have them separate? What if? So why do you have to mitzaref the two? No, the answer is like this. The answer is because if you look carefully at the Rambam, so the Rambam says, Elakivan sheyatzu midei sofek b'tkiya shem yushov, ein matrichen alatziba lachzer b'an kulan al seda brachos. Okay, kivan sheyatzu midei sofek b'tkiya shem yushov. What's it got to do with the fact yatzu midei sofek b'tkiya shem yushov? What's it got to do with that? So, that's a separate thing. I mean, that's a completely separate thing. But what the Rambam means is that you see that the tziruf between the tkiyas de me'umud and the tkiyas de me'yushav is lahalos zechonem shel sol avin shba shemayim includes the fact that they were yotze mikol sofek. In other words, you want the tkiyas de me'yushav to be mitzuruf to the tkiyas de me'umud to show that they were yotze midei kol sofek already, and now they continue to be osek in mitzvah shofar. So it's one isaskus. It's one is you want the schar of isaskus in being yotzei midei sofek to be mitzuruf to the isaskus b'shas tefillah as a further demonstration of the mile of Kol Yisrael that the yotzei midei kol sofek. So the tzkiyas the meyushav become dragged into the tzkiyas the moment. Okay, intentionally. So that's why the Rambam says, in order to create that tziruf, okay, in order to create that tziruf, that you need the same baltikeya. You should have this, that's a mitzaref. The mitzaref in this new cheftz shel asaskus, so you have a new mitzaref. And what is the mitzaref? The one, the same gavra that's osek b'mitzvah. He's the mitzaref. Okay? I mean, I think that what we're saying is necessarily drawn from the Lashon HaRambam. Because the way the Rambam says it, Lekivan sheyotzu midei sofek b'tkiya shem yushov, ein matrichen al atzibo lachzor b'en kulon al seder brachos. You know what I mean? The Lashon HaRambam is mashma, that you're dragging in the fact that you're yotzu midei kol sofek in the tkiya shem yushov into the tkiya shem moment. Okay, there's no necessity for the Rambam to say kivan sheyotzu midei sofek b'tkiya shem yushov. I mean, we know that it's pretty obvious, and as far as shofar is concerned, because the Rambam explains that before. Okay, so why does he repeat it over here? Because he's really saying that that's what you're really demonstrating. You want to drag the tkiya shem yushov into the tkiya shem moment. Okay, so yeah, that's good. What Aaron sounds like is that, let's say, for instance, he would have blown all the shloshim kolos, I'll say the brachos, then it wouldn't have been necessary to combine, to be mitzaref the two. It would seem. It wouldn't be necessary, at least from this standpoint, it wouldn't be necessary to be mitzaref the two. Okay? Because you'd have all the fact that Yetzim Dekol Sufik in the Tzkiyas the movement themselves. Okay? That's true. So it's mistaver to say that were that the case, the Rambam would not be mechayev. For that reason, the same baltikeya. Okay, yeah. Now all we said was that if you don't have the same baltikeya, so it doesn't mean there's no tziruf, because you still have the tkiyas, like the Rambam says before. And in Halacha Yud, I'm going to push the Seder at Kishav Roshon and Betziba Kachu. Ach Hashikam V'Torah Machzir and Asef Lemkama Yoshin Kolom V'Yechad Omei to Mavarech and the Takesh Loshin Tzkiya Shaman of Nei Sofik Al HaSeder. Get around some Nei Sofik Al HaSeder, this is clearly. Okay, V'Omrim Kadesh V'Omdin and Mespal and Tfilos HaMosef. So you see that he omitted Ashrei because he wants to be Mitzaref. So you see the Seder. The Seder, the way he has the whole Seder over here, the Seder is Mitzarif. The Seder itself is Mitzarif. So the Seder itself is Mitzarif. Oh, because the it's a greater Mitzarif. In other words, where you can have an additional Mitzarif, so you do it. But if you don't have it, doesn't mean there's no Tziruf. Okay? Yes. So far, the Rambam is very good. It answers the Rambam. The only problem we have is like this. Because the Rambam says, Veinem medaber bein tkiyah shem yushav l'tkiyah shem umad. Okay, so I understand that. Because you want to have tziruf. But the next halacha, v'msoch beinehem afa pisha ovar eino chozer mevarech. I mean, that would seem to be a dava pashat. No chiddush. Because since the tkiyas, the ma'umar, are simply to demonstrate its askus, that Klal Yisrael has its askus in the mitzvah, in the tefillah, lefnei Hashem, so lahalo zechoneihem. So since that's the case, I mean, so of course he's an eino chozer mevarech. There's no reason to be mevarech. It's not tkiyas shofar. No reason to be mevarech altogether. So you could say that that's exactly what the Rambam means. That the Rambam is saying, Afa Pishavar ain't a Chazam Varach. Why? Because ain't a Chazam Varach is a Dava Pasha that is not Chazam Varach. Because there's no bracha on such a phenomenon. That's a halach and tefillah, like the Ramban explains. Okay? The only problem is that the Rif, who's the source for the Rambam, takes it seriously. Okay? Yeah, the Rif is in Laf Yud Aleph in the Dapei Rif, where it says, Shalom Mekame Reish Mesifta. Hamavarach Yom Arishan Al Tkiyas Shofar Bosa Sefer Torah. Bosa Sefer Torah. It seems like Elohim Ram too, they put away the Sefer Torah first. Okay. The Siach. Sorach Lavarach Al Tkiyas Shal Seder Brachos? Olo. Vahadur Luhu Hochin. Vahadur Luhu. Hochin Kachazar Rabbanon. Shegorim Bazesh Asoch. You get angry at him. Achelo Yiska Al Seder Brachos. Before, if he's soch before the Seder Brachos. Avalachzor ulavorech einachozer. So then he says, v'lodam yohol l'tfilin. This is not the same case like tefillin. Why? Dam rav chista soch bein tefillin l'tfilachozer mavorech tahanach shtei mitzvahs nenu. This non, tefillah shel yad einam akeves shel rosh. V'shel rosh einam akeves shel yad. Okay. So you see the Rif takes it seriously. That the Rif says you would think you should be Mavarach and you would think you bring a Raya from Tefillin. So don't bring a Raya from Tefillin, because by Tefillin the reason why he has to be Mavarach, Chozer Mavarach, is because Tefillin is Shtei Mitzvah saying. The Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Okay? But over here it's one mitzvah. So, I mean, what's it got to do with one mitzvah? It's simply you're not chayiv in a bracha on this askus b'shofar. And that's really, I mean, according to the Ramban, I mean, because it's not the right tkiyas anyways. Two out of three are wrong. So what's the answer? The answer is no, they're all right because it's all a askus. So on a askus, I mean, in order to have the kim tefillah of lefnei Hashem, lahalo zichroneihem, to demonstrate a askus, so that's enough. But you wouldn't be chozer mevarech. Okay, so we're assuming that the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Eino Af Pishav Eino Chaz Mavarch, he means like the Rif, he's following the Rif, because it's a Rif Shita. If that's the case, so then he seriously would consider that you should be a Chaz Mavarch. And the reason why you're not, is like the Rif says, don't be because you're not Mechuyif too, because it's one mitzvah. So if that's the case, so that tears apart our whole answer to the Rambam. Okay? Yeah, so what we said is like this, that the Rambam had it different than the Ramban. And what emerges from the Rambam is an unusual halacha. That the Rambam held that lahalo zichroneihem shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim is not just a halacha in tefillah, but it's a halacha in mitzvah shofar itself. That mitzvah shofar has two kiyumim. As a kiyum of the regular kiyum on mitzvah of the maisa tkiyas shofar, shmias kol shofar, that's the general mitzvah. And then also in the mitzvah is a mitzvah hatzibur of shofar. Lahalo zichroneihem shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim is a mitzvah betzibur, not biyachid, and the mitzvah is the isaskos itself. So according to the Rambam, it comes out, I mean, it's the only mitzvah like that. That you have a mitzvah where the Maisa mitzvah is one thing, and the Isaskus in the Maisa mitzvah is a part of the very mitzvah shofar. Not that it's simply a kiyum and tefillah, lahala zechanehem, but it's actually a kiyum mitzvah of shofar itself. That's why the Rambam learns. And really now, if you take a look at the Lashon of Rambam, you see that it's muchach like that. Because the Rambam, the Lashon of Rambam is in Halacha Zayin, Hatzibur chayav l'shma atkiyas al seder habrachos. Okay? He doesn't say that the tzibur is chayavin l'skoa shofar b'soch ha-tfilah. He doesn't say that. He doesn't express it as a kiyum of tefillah. Otherwise, he'd say, "Hatzibur chayavin l'skoa al seida brachos." But he says, "No, hatzibur chayavin l'shmoa atkiyas al seida brachos." So it's a kiyum in shmias atkiyas. So it's halacha in tkiyas shofar itself. And he repeats that several times, where he says that he says. Kivan sheyotzum b'dei sofik b'tkiyas shemiyushev, ein matrichen al atzibur lachzor ben kulon al seder habrachos. So you see that he's talking about the tkiyas, the kiyam tkiyas al seder habrachos. And then he says again, eladai lahem b'vava achas al kol bracha k'dei sheyishmu tkiyas al seder habrachos. So you see it's halach in kiyam shmias kol shofar al seder habrachos. It's not halach in the kiyam brachos. That's clear from the Lashon Rambam. So therefore, you have a raya to the concept that according to the Rambam, mitzvah shofar itself consists of, breaks down into two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is biyachid, and that's simply the maisa mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, shmias kol shofar. But the second mitzvah is a separate mitzvah betzibur. And that mitzvah betzibur is lahalo zechorneim shal yisrael avim shebashamayim, and that's a mitzvah in shofar itself. So the tzibur is chayev l'shmoa atkiyas al seder brachos. It's halacha in tkiyas shofar itself. That's what Ram learns. Okay. That's so now,
Rabban, right?
What?
That's the
Rabban. No, the
Rabban.
What?
Tfilah is the
Rabban. No, not true. Because tfilah, the chiyuv tfilah is drabbanan. Yeah, that's true. The chiyuv is midivrei sofrim. The chiyuv is midivrei sofrim. But the entity of tefillah is derisive. That's what the Rav said many times. So the Rambam's all derisive, right? The Rambam's chief of tefillah. But even according to the Ramban, everybody holds the institution of tefillah is derisive because Avram Avinu was mispal. So Yitzchak was mispal, Yaakov was mispal, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal, all the tefillah is in Torah. So that the inyan tefillah, the entity of tefillah, is an entity in midiraisa, without a doubt. What? Machis Ran Shofar. Machis Ran according to Rashi, is definitely the Raisa. Okay, but so the thing is that according to the Rambam, in Mitzvah Shofar, there is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. When you have a Tzibur, there's a Mitzvah on the Tzibur, Lahalo Zichroneim Shal Yisrael. So therefore, you must have the Tzkiyas. I'll say it abrachas. That's the only way the tzibur can do it. So the tefillahs, the brachas are a vehicle for the kiyum mitzvah of shel shofar. And therefore the Rambam says that since it's just his askus, so therefore it's dailahem and b'bav achas. Since there were yotz already, they call sofik, I'll say it on the tzkisa shem yushuf. Okay, now what's the question? I mean, that's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is biosek in a special lefnei Hashem of tefillah in mitzvah shofar. So it's true, the chiyuv brachos, the chiyuv tefillah is midrabbanan. Okay, but the institution is an institution midraisa. So, minishtei yaris works out very well, according to the Rambam. Yeah, because you have one ear that just has brachas. Now, one second. Let's take the case. You have one ear where they just have the tefillahs, okay, without shofar. And the other ear, you have the tekiyas, without the brachos. So you definitely go to the ear that has the tekiyas without the brachos, because the one that has the brachos without the tekiyas, that's definitely drabanan. That's definitely a kin drabanan. The Chacham didn't make up the idea of Malchus Zecharnas HaShofros. It means those are themes mid-arisa.
But
But
it's only chiyuv
d'oraisa
when
done
with girlfriend.
What's that?
It's only
chiyuv d'oraisa. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's an institution d'oraisa. It depends according to Rashi or whatever. It's different. But the institution of malchus, achronos, and shofros is definitely an institution d'oraisa. I mean, it's pesukim in the Torah. It's pesukim in the Torah. But the chiyuv to recite the malchus, achronos, and shofros in brachos and in tzuras bracha and shmon esrei, that's midarabana.
And if it's done with
tekiyas, so then you have a kiyum in the. If the, then you have a kiyum tekiyas midaraisa, kiyum tekiyas midaraisa. That's correct. Because it's mitzuruf to the tekiyas. Apparently, the Rambam holds that if the yachid does it, the yachid has no chiyuv because there's no lahalo zichroneim according to the Rambam. Lahalo zichroneim is only on a tzibur. It's not lahalos zikaron shel yochid. There's no concept of a zikaron shel yochid. It's only the tzibur. So therefore, the yochid doesn't have any advantage in doing it al seder brachos. But if he does al seder brachos, there is a tziruf between the tzkis and the brachos. Anyways, in other words, there is a tziruf. No, it's not a mafsik. It's not a hefsik. That's what I'm right. I mean, there's two chidushim in that. One idea is basically that if you don't hold like a biyachanan, that it won't be a a hefsek in zman because it's a tziruf. But Ram doesn't hold away anyways. Ram holds a biyachan. But so you have to say the Rambam is saying that the halacha is that it's not considered a hefsek. There's nothing wrong with doing it. I'll say the brachas. You might say, don't, it's wrong. Don't be masik in the tefillah with the tzkiyas. But the answer is no, because there is a tziruf. So you can do it. I'll say the brachas. So you're not. I'll say the brachas. It's optional. But there's nothing wrong if you do it al seder brachos. But there's no advantage because there's no halos. But it's not. But it's not. You're not being mafsik and tefillah because there is a seraph. Okay. So now it'll come out very good what the Rambam means. That the difference, the same as the riff, namely that if he's a soch, even though he's over an avero, why? Because he's being mafsik between two chelke hamitzvah. In other words, one chelke the mitzvah is a mitzvah yachid, and the other chelke the mitzvah is a mitzvah sibor. So he's being a soch between the two, and that's wrong. But still, since it's one mitzvah, so he's not a chozer or mevarech. He's not a chozer or mevarech. Why? Because it's mitzuref. It's mitzuref. Where it's two mitzvahs, so then it's not mitzuref anymore. The bracha already lost its connection to the second mitzvah. But where it's one mitzvah, so because it's one mitzvah, there's a tziruf. Okay, there's a tziruf between the two. And since there's a tziruf, so he's not a chozer mevarech. But he shouldn't be a soch. It's an issur to be a soch. That's correct. The reason why he shouldn't be a soch is because it'll lack in the tziruf. It'll be a break in the tziruf. Okay, it'll be a break in the tziruf between the tzkiyas to miyushim and the tzkiyas to momot. So he should not be a soch. Because it'll be a break. But nevertheless, he's in Ein Achozer Mevarech. Why? Because since it's one mitzvah, so it's mitzuref. If it's two mitzvahs, so there's no tziruf. Why? What? The fact that it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah shofar. Even though there's two dimensions to shofar. One is a chovas yachid, and the other one is a chovas sibur. So, but nevertheless, it's mitzuref. What? But now it would be very good. Why, according to the Rambam and the Medayik in the Rambam, why only the Taikeya should not be a soch? Why? Because it's not, if it's Allah in bracha, then you'd be right. Then even the Shomeya shouldn't be a soch. But if it's Allah in tziruf, and according to where we're learning, that's the whole halacha, and that's part of the same halacha of Zeshe Takei Keshen Yoshvin, who should take al seder brachos, the same Takeya because of the tziruf. So for the same reason, he shouldn't be a soch. Okay? For the same reason, he shouldn't be a soch. But the Shomeya doesn't have any problem. He could be a soch. It's not a brachas problem. It's a problem of tziruf between tkiyas the miyushiv and tkiyas the mullah. So according to the Rambam, it's perfect. And the same thing with the riff. Why? They only raise the question vis-a-vis the tokeya and not vis-a-vis the tzibor. Okay? Answers your question. I would say that perhaps you can draw the conclusion from this Rambam that there's a chiyuv on the yochid to be mishtatef with the tzibor in order to have the second kiyum shofar. That it's not just it's like the question of Kriyas HaTorah with Reb Chaim and the Ramban. Is the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah halacha on the tzibor? But if I stay home, I have no chiyuv tzibor. Or do we say no, that every yochid is chayiv in Talmud Torah b'tzibor, in Mishtata for the tzibor, and in Kriyas HaTorah? Okay? That's the question. So Reb Chaim held the yochid is chayiv, and the Ramban held that it's only chavas tzibor. It's only chavas tzibor. But over here, it would seem clear that the Rambam maintains that in mitzvah shofar, there's a mitzvah shofar on the yochid, but he's chayev also in the second dimension of mitzvah shofar, namely to be mishtatef with the tzibor in order to have the kiyum lahalo zichroneim shadashol laviyam shabashamayim. So that's why it's one mechayev. It's one mechayev. And it's mistaver also, because if it's only yochid, they're two separate mitzvahs. There's mitzvah shofar b'yochid, and then there's a separate machayev the moment you have a tzibor. I mean, then the mitzvah yochid has nothing to do with the mitzvah tzibor. Two separate phenomena. If that's the case, then it will be like two separate mitzvahs. But since the Rif says, the Rambam the same way, that it's one, so apparently the halacha is that in the chovas yochid of Tkiyas of shofar is a chiyuv for the yochid to be mitzuruf to the tzibor, to be mitzaref himself to a tzibor, to get the second dimension of mitzvah shofar. So if that's the case, so then it makes sense that it could be done by tzibor, because really the mitzvah ultimately has a dimension that every yochid is chayiv to fulfill by tzibor. So the whole mitzvah is tied to tzibor. So therefore, I mean, that's a raya really, that the Rambam holds really that the yochid is chayev to be mishtatef with the tzibor. I mean, it doesn't mean if he wasn't mishtatef with the tzibor that he doesn't have the mitzvah shofar. The yochid, if a person left after tkiyas to miyushav, he's still yotze yochid, not ma'akev. But in terms of his full chiyuv ha-mitzvah, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah fully. So it'll come out if a person stays home on Rosh Hashanah and he does mitzvahs shofar, somebody comes and blows for him, he's still lacking one component of the mitzvah. Now the kiyum is to be mishtatef, to get the tziruf, to show that they're osake, even to be motzi midei, to be yotzei midei kol safek. That's a hisaskus. It's shayach for tziruf. So you want to be, the reason why you do it is because yesh mikol avos, you want to be mishtatef to the tzkiyas d'ma'omar, to demonstrate that Kol Yisrael is concerned and the yotzei midei kol safek. But you couldn't do that if it was two separate things and was purely yochid. If the yochid didn't have a chiyuv and it wasn't one mitzvah. In other words, one mitzvah is to be yotzei be yochid and then to be mitzuruf to the tzibor. So the tzibor wouldn't function, yes. It seems the Rambam is very similar in Hilchas Tfila and Perk Chi. Seder tefilas tzibur kachu b'shachar kol am yoshven v'shliach tzibur yor lefnei ateva v'omei b'emtza am. So it's mitzuruf to the am, and he's the only one standing, and everybody's sitting, so it's all like one entity. And the same thing over here, the Rambam says, then achshkar b'tar mazlin sevelam gan yoshven kol am v'echad omei. So he is he has a din of a shliach tzibur for the tkiyas. Isn't it? You're right. You're right. And the same thing in Perek Tes Alach Ches by Mincha. Omer Shliach Tzibur Asher Yoshev Esecha Tilu LeDavid Korei title of David. I'm sorry, Karehu, is that right?
Yeah.
Karehu va'om miyushav. Va'om eshliach siba va'om akadish. So the Rambam points out again. I mean, it's too many times he's doing this. It's not a mistake. Va'om miyushav. Va'om eshliach siba va'om akadish. Ve'hein om dem acharav. Onim kedakon asfalam kum blachash. Ve'erav kol om yoshvin v'hu omei va'om erav v'hu racham. Yeah. That's it. It's not an accident. V'racham baruch Hashem avarach, v'inam baruch Hashem avarach avarach. V'maskul for z'shma, v'amakadosh. V'acha kacha kol omden u'mespallin, b'lachash. So they're only omed afterwards. So apparently they're yoshi for the kaddish, and the yoshi for the baruch hu, and that's the tziruf. That's the tziruf. And they're all Yosef through Gol Yisrael, yeah.
After
Gol Yisrael, right? So you see, that's Allah Hanan. So apparently, the Yoshvin is not a coincidence, not an accidental feature, but it really it's a mitzaref. The Yom is Yoshvin. So the Tokeya, that makes the Tokeya the Bala Tokeya. That's Koveyim is the Bala Tokeya for the Tzibor, and that's why you shouldn't be Mishana him for the Tkiyas Nimyum, because there's a din of the Baal Takeh for the Tzibor, like a Shliach Tzibor, has done like a Shliach Tzibor. And what renders him a Shliach Tzibor? The fact that the Am is Yoshvin. The fact that the Am is Yoshvin, yes.
There's
that's right, there's a Kiyam Tzibor. There's a Kiyam Tzibor. The reason why there's a Tziruf is because every Yochid here is Chayev to express himself in the form of a Tzibor. So therefore, they're here, they're kavua for that, for the kiyum shofar, for the other dimension of shofar. But if it's two separate mitzvahs, so how do you make a tzibur out of it? The reason why it can be mitzarif them is because they're omed l'shtatef, and that's a chelik of the mitzvah. So now you can be mitzarif them. But if they're not omed l'shtatef, and has no sheikhah, so how do you mitzarif them? What Aaron has mentioned is a good point, that we did say that shofar is because how could you be Yosef? I think the Rav said that. That how could it be motzi somebody from Ekona by shofar if it's just a maisa? Okay? So he said because it's tefillah. It has a din tefillah. And that's why it could be motzi somebody else. So, but still in all, it's not a kind of tefillah that will lend itself to to tzibor. I mean, tzibor has to be with a real tefillah of dibor. He says halach of tefillah because it's an expression that has an idea. You see, it's not just a sound, not a mechanical sound. It's an expression that has an idea, many ideas. Ashrei Adam Yodesruah. Ashrei Om Yodesruah. So, you see, there's an idea in that sense, it's tefillah. But you can't have a tzibur like that. You can't make a tzibur out of that. You can't make a tzibur out of real tefillah.
It's
mustavar. Ashrei Om Yodesruah. Yeah. Mekimin tzibur.